there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Hey, Chicago, what do you say? It's the CHGO Cubs postgame show podcast presented by DraftKings America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app, use the promo code CHGO when you sign up. Well, here we are in studio. It's nice and late, and the Cubs have been swept by the Angels. Luke Stuckmar, Cody Delmendo.
The bright lights are making me look happier than I actually am.
It's a, well, you were ready to be heard again, and they delivered.
They delivered.
Now, 10 games under the 500 mark. It's so hard to think back to when this offense was actually working. I can remember sitting here. We were talking about it on the couch. I said, remember when we were sitting here counting up how many double-digit, like super high double-digit hit wins they had? Yeah. Oh, they had 16 hits in this game. Didn't they have 18 twice last week? Oh, it was a 20-hit win, and everything seemed to be working. The wheels have completely fallen off. Give me these four names that I'm going to give you. Tauchman, Mervis, Mancini, Amaya. What do they have in common?
All of them except for one starts with an M. And Tauchman, I guess. So two of the four.
Tauchman, Mervis, Mancini, Amaya. Those are the only four players with an RBI in this entire series.
I was going to say, they're probably the only ones who've driven in a run.
Only guys that drove in a run in this series. Not a single home run for the Cubs.
Yeah.
I think there's only two doubles in there.
Well,
Mancini had two doubles.
Well, Saya hit one today.
No, I mean of the RBIs.
Oh, the RBIs, okay. Yeah.
I mean, most of them are like...
They scored four runs on Monday. Wow. And then, what, two runs yesterday? And then one run tonight. So, yeah, man. I think the top of the eighth inning was as telling as it ever was. They went 1-2-3, and it was the top of the order. I mean, I don't have a rant for you tonight, Luke. Like I don't.
You're out of rants.
I'm out, man. Like we're 10 games under 500. I've said the last 2 days. You look at this roster. You look at the names. You look at the guys who have had success. You look at the guys who start off the season well. Teams should be better, but. Who knows? Maybe we were all wrong. I don't know.
Thanks to everybody that's joined us in the live YouTube chat. Make sure you subscribe to our CHGO Sports YouTube page. Appreciate that. So you don't miss any of the episodes of the podcast. If you're taking us in podcast form, Spotify or Apple, make sure you give us a 5-star review, thumbs up, all those cool things. The usual suspects here. P. Will Supporter Jr., I have to agree with him. He said he wants to see, and I don't say that often, but like, I agree with P. Will Supporter. I need to see Morel and Mervis playing every day.
Yeah.
This, well, like I said, pregame, this is three games without Morel now.
Yeah, I mean, the Morel thing, again, I think they're giving him that mental break like they did Mervis over last weekend. If he's not in the lineup tomorrow, that's whenever I'm going to start to question what the hell we're doing. Mervis went against a lefty tonight. We've talked about how he's not looked great against lefties. Fine. Mancini is the reason they scored a run tonight. So Mervis not being in a lineup tonight isn't the biggest deal in the world. But the top four guys tonight, you know, Saya had a double, and I think Ian Happ had a hit too. But Horner and Swanson, 0-for tonight. Had some interesting stats that I tweeted out from our CHGO Cubs Twitter account tonight. If you're not new here, you know that me and Luke aren't math guys, but these
we don't math.
But these are pretty like easy stats for the common man, right? Nico Horner coming into tonight since May 1st, 115 plate appearances, 77 weighted runs created plus. He's hitting 231. I think Ryan might have said something close to this last night. But either way, he was coming into this game not playing well since May 1st. And then before that, I tweeted the stats of Ian Happ hitting right-handed this year. So whenever he faces lefties, he's hitting 216, has an on-base of 355, which is actually pretty good, but slugging 294. 90 weighted runs created plus 694 OPS. That's only in 62 plate appearances. And when I say only, I guess you can take the only out because it's like considering how much you're going to face, how much he's going to face lefties all season, 62 is a pretty big sample size. That was something he was really good at last year. He's been awful at it this year. I don't know, man. Like those two things are bothersome, man. And that's why last night I said they need to put Happ at leadoff because he at least is walking. His on-base percentage for the season is like 395 or something like that. And I just told you what Nico Horner's been doing since May 1st, hitting 230. You can't have that in your leadoff spot. You just can't.
No, and he was so good in the leadoff spot early in the season.
He was.
But I will say, you know, and I know not everybody is still in love with Joe Maddon, but I did like when Maddon would try to mix things up when it was stagnant like this. And I feel like while lineups don't mean everything, David Ross probably needs to do something to the lineup at this point. You can't have the first four guys just struggling like this constantly and hope that your offense is going to be picked up by Tauchman every night.
Right.
I mean.
Yeah. Well, Amaya, this is how they scored the run. Amaya got a hit. This honestly, the one run they scored was all with two outs. Amaya got a two out hit, and then Mancini looped a double with two outs, like the very next batter. And then there was nothing else. Like we talked about how they struggled with runners in scoring position, and they score their one run off a double with two outs. Like it's comic. It's comic at this point. Like
the queen of CHGO's Cubs podcast, Barb says. I can't sleep. This team is so bad. Previously, she was asking if we're live. Yes, Barb, we are live.
We are live, Barb.
It's gotten so bad that Tank wants me to sign his baseball glove. Mm. I'd be happy to sign it, Tank, but
Barb said,
hopefully things start going better.
She also said I have, sign it. She also said I have pants on, which, and, yes, yeah, I do.
They're live, and Cody has pants on. So do I. Hi, Rhonda. Hi, Barb. Hi, Omar, Corey, everybody. Niren, I'm curious. Well, there it is. Niren says this roster is garbage.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about third base? What should they do the rest of the season at third base? Should Morel just stick there and play third base?
Yeah, I mean,
and let him work his way through the boots, or do they not believe that Morel can play third base?
Well, I can't answer that question because no one knows it. If they,
nobody knows the answer to it. They didn't even play him there at Iowa.
If they bring Madrigal back up, which at this point they might as well because he's hitting really well down there, and Patrick Wisdom has what is it, the stat that I tweeted? I sent the – that
Patrick Wisdom?
Yeah, I sent the stat.
He's struggling. Steven,
yeah. And his last 98 plate appearances, he has 43 strikeouts. That includes the three strikeouts tonight. He struck out three times. And what I say on pregame – he can't strike out like this against lefties. And he two of the three were against Reed Detmers. I just like, I don't know. So, again, what I was getting at is if they bring back Madrigal and they play him at third over Morel, then I give up on them ever giving Morel a shot to play at third because Morel should play at third over Madrigal every single time. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care. Madrigal is not. He's had his chance to play every day and he did not take it. Now you want to bring him back up and play some Mastroboni? Fine, because he got the opportunity to and he didn't take it. He didn't run with it either. Madrigal's playing well at Iowa right now. It means nothing to me. But again, bring him up. Whatever. I don't care. My point is that Morel, he should play at third. They should give him a chance. Play him at third one game. Just give me one game and let us evaluate. I would just like to see it one time, because playing Madrigal at third is just not a good idea. I guess that the only positive that would come out of it is that they would do it every single day because no one else is playing third better. And when he gets, I do think that when he gets consistent at bats, he can be a more valuable player. And he hasn't been getting consistent at bats for most of the season. So if he comes up and starts raking, starts getting on base, then fine. But it'd be very telling to me if they played Madrigal at third over Morel, considering how bad Patrick Wisdom's been playing, man.
It's funny. Like, we really jumped on the Wisdom fan train, and for good reason, because he was playing really well early in the season, but the defense has dropped off. He had one hit right to him.
Yeah.
Booted it today. More strikeouts. By the way, I saw Ravi agrees with me, but he also said earlier in a tweet that he was very stoned right now. So,
on brand.
On brand. Third base, at the beginning of the season, third base and first base were the biggest question marks on the team. Nothing has changed. Mm-mm. Nothing has changed, other than the fact that Mervis is here now and has played pretty decent for the most part first base. It's just a matter of...
And Mancini did have a good series.
He did have a good series, but he hasn't had a good season.
Right. You're right. I agree.
So far.
You're right. He hasn't played to the level that they need him to play at. But I'm just saying that I'm hoping the series kind of gets him going for the next however many months. But
I just don't know where they're going with those two. Those are two key power. You look at a team that doesn't have power, and that's the one thing that Patrick Wisdom can hang his hat on is the power. Now, when he's striking out like this and he gets in a slump and the power is not there, then it's tough to watch and it's tough to explain a future for that. Mm-hmm. At the same time, he's the only guy that provides power. Like, you were desperate for a home run in this series. Not one home run. Desperate for a ball to go over the wall and give you 2-3 runs at a time.
You had one that almost went over yesterday.
Almost.
It was robbed by Mike Trout.
It was. But to be fair, it was like
it was
right
very close.
At the top of the wall.
It was very close. Yeah, no, it's frustrating.
It's frustrating because for the way the last core ended, it was the home run or nothing, right? And we're like, we can't have this. We need to have more guys that can hit the ball and get on base and move runners over. And so they've gone to this, and now there's no power, and you never get a home run unless it's Morel or Wisdom.
Yeah. People, a supporter, thinks I don't watch the games. So that's where we're at in the YouTube chat right now. So,
what'd they say?
People, a supporter, thinks I don't watch the games.
Oh, P. Will, he's watching it. He's right next to
me. I get
it.
You're angry, man. You're always angry. I get it.
Madrigal is an elite player. Just wait and eat your crow, Del Mendo.
No, he's not. We've been given plenty of chances, dude. I'm sorry. I don't care what he's doing in Iowa. I don't.
P. Will supporters also saying he said trade
and they
Wisdom.
Did give him the chance. Nico Horner got hurt and he got every day playing. He even got hit leadoff way too many damn times and it didn't change anything.
No, I can't get on the Nick Madrigal fan wagon yet, but I listen. I said when he goes to Iowa, anybody that's a Cubs fan should be rooting for him to play well, because the people that wanted him sent down to go away and like. That doesn't make any sense because at least if he goes down, maybe he builds some trade value or he develops into the player that P. Will supporter believes he is.
Maybe.
Either one of those scenarios is better than him just falling off into the sunset and never hearing from him ever again. So,
listen, this is how big of a person I am.
I'd love to eat my words about Nick Madrigal.
If they recall Nick Madrigal, when he comes up and he mashes, if he starts hitting line drives into the gaps instead of soft ground balls to second base 69% of the time, I'll eat my words and I'll say that I gave up on him too quickly. All right? That's big of me. All right? So, he just doesn't look like a prototypical third baseman. That's why I say Morel should get that opportunity. Will the Cubs actually do it? Do they think that that's a good idea? I don't know why they wouldn't at this point, considering how bad things are. We're 10 games under 500, just got swept by the Angels, and we can't hit for power in any form at all, it feels like, on any kind of consistent basis. And things could not possibly be worse. I thought getting swept by the Reds was a low point of the season. Getting swept by the Angels now is the new low point of the season.
10 games under 500, it's the new low point.
And you're 10 games under 500 with a roster that should not be 10 games under 500. That's just what it is.
Fernando, I love this, says he admits that CHGO has become something he watches more than even the Cubs he gave up in the third inning tonight. So we appreciate that, first of all. And he also had a super chat, I believe, saying, fire Ross, it's his lineup. Fernando, we love you.
Like I said last night, it's the definition of insanity to keep running out the top four that they're running out there right now with the way that they're playing. You have a large sample size. Again, Nico Horner's hitting 230 since May 1st. And that's like 120 plate appearances. You know what I mean? I obviously am high on him. I obviously think he's going to, win a gold glove one day and, maybe get into the All-Star game and all this. Like, he's been on track for that, but he's struggling right now. So they got to get him going. I think they got to take him out of that spot. You know what I mean? Like, I really wish that he wasn't struggling like this, because if he wasn't, then I think the team would be playing a lot better, because, as we've said, as he goes, this team goes. And a big part of this team not playing well right now is because he's not hitting. And I don't know. Like, how do they get him right? Move him down a little bit. I'm not even asking them to move him down bottom of the order. I'm asking move him to the second spot. I just think Hap should lead off at this point with the on-base percentage that he gives you. That's my idea to jump start the lineup or something.
I'm slightly optimistic that you're not more dejected by this. 10 games under. Barb is talking about edibles. Rachel saying if they don't sweep in London, we may never hear from her again.
Well, I highly doubt
Poor gal's that. Waking up in London. It's 5:30 in the morning, and she's got to find out about this game. That's how she's starting her day. How you doing? Happy Friday to you, Rachel in London.
Yeah, she's got to go teach some kids now.
Barb's could use some edibles. Can't sleep after watching this. This chat is something else. I'll tell you what else was demoralizing for the second straight game. And don't get me wrong, Drew Smyly was good. We'll get to him in 1 second. But the Cubs get this 1-0 lead.
And it's given away right away.
And in the blink of an eye, they tie it up on the
Adele
home run.
Same thing happened yesterday.
Which that home run was absolutely rocked.
Yep, 117 miles per hour off the bat.
What did they say? Fifth hardest hit home run in baseball this year?
Yeah.
That was crushed. However, Drew Smyly is our DraftKings king of the night. Did have a quality start. Turned things around.
His first...
Started that curveball, moving it inside. Didn't have his best command or stuff, but lasted 6 innings, 3 runs, only 2 earned. Listen, you can't...
Not his fault, man. You got to score runs.
We were talking about people that get a pass.
Yep.
With Mike in the pregame show. Stroman gets a pass. Steele gets a pass. Smyly gets a pass. Who else did I say? So far, Bellinger gets a pass.
Swanson.
Dansby gets a pass. Mm-hmm. Tauchman gets a pass.
Yeah.
I mean, there have guys that been guys that I know he didn't do it tonight, but Yan Gomes, who's supposed to be your defensive catcher,
it's been pretty good.
Potentially going to have his best, could have his best offensive year of his long career.
Yeah,
like he's having a decent season, mm-hmm. And I will say that while the bullpen has been disappointing, the defense is starting to get disappointing for me.
Yeah.
Like, again tonight.
Two errors tonight?
Well, there was the – it didn't end up costing him, but there was the throw to first base when Mancini wasn't there and Saya threw it anyway. Then there was the run that cost him instead of 2-1, 3-1. Gomes throws it to second. Probably should have held the ball.
There was the ground ball that Nico probably should have took, but Mancini dove for it and – they were unable to get the out anyway.
Ground ball to Wisdom booted.
The ground ball to Wisdom, yeah.
Like, it's just not.
None of them actually hurt. The one to Wisdom, though.
It's just not clean base.
The one to Wisdom, that's the inning that Drew Smyly might have impressed me the most this year. Because Wisdom, it was the Wisdom error. Then Smyly walked the next guy, which then turned the Angels lineup over to the top of the order. So you had Taylor Ward coming up. He gets him to pop out. Then he got Ohtani to pop out.
Yeah, that was.
And then struck out.
That
Mike
was
Trout.
His best stretch.
That was. I couldn't believe they did not score that inning. And the Cubs did nothing. Like, that was a moment in the game. I felt like, okay, maybe the momentum shifting. You know how many times the Cubs offense has done something like that? And then it's loomed large in which because they didn't score, the other team comes out and scores the next inning or whatever. That next inning, that was. Nothing happened. Like they didn't use that momentum that they got from that inning to into the dugout to then jumpstart the offense. Like there was only one inning other than when they did score where the Cubs offense, I felt like, was getting things going. Saya got a hit, or Ian Happ got a hit, then Saya got a hit. You had two guys on. With one out, I believe. Yeah, Swanson struck out, I believe. Then Happ got a hit. Saya got a hit. You had first and second. And then Gomes hit a 100-mile-an-hour, you know, gapper.
Right.
That Mike Trout just runs out. It had a .430 expected batting average.
Made a great line to it.
Yeah. Credit to Mike Trout. He's one of the greatest players to ever play. But, like, this goes back to like what I was saying about the quote unquote luck factor. Like you need a little bit of luck in this game, and you couldn't ask Yan Gomes to hit it any harder than he did and place it in a better spot if it was gonna stay in the park. Like he did exactly what you needed him to do in that moment. And of course, Trout runs it down, and then I think it was Amaya who ended up grounding out after that. But like the Gomes line out or whatever, it just like, it was so deflating because it's like they actually strung together some hits, but the big hit that they needed, they were unable to get it because he just didn't place it in a spot where Mike Trout wasn't, I guess. Like, it's the little things like that, like the luck factor that have been hurting this team. They're not getting that on top of not playing good baseball. So it's just these three games especially have just been brutal. I mean, and they've lost four in a row now because they lost the final game against the Padres. You know, they losing these four games takes away, basically kind of negates the two games they won against the Rays that no one believed that they could do. And even the two wins against the Padres. Like, you're 10 games under .500 and – It's two steps forward and five steps back. It feels like every week.
Craig in the chat saying Suzuki throw to first didn't hurt, no runner advance. No, I totally agree. I'm just saying.
It just didn't make any sense.
It was just another example of baseball that wasn't clean.
Yeah.
It's just not pretty baseball.
It was good that,
right now.
Thank God Gomes was backing that up because it was like, why are you throwing it there when Mancini's not even there? He could have thrown it home, but. You know, I doubt they would have got Ward anyway, but yeah.
I think it was Dave in the chat said stock up, stock down returning. Oh, it's back.
Oh yeah.
It's
Julian,
back.
Julian Merriweather's stock is up. Yeah.
66 up.
Clean inning.
Route 66 all the way to the trade deadline.
Yeah. He walked a guy tonight. Got a couple strikeouts. Whatever.
I can't believe in the chat we're back to arguing over Nick Madrigal. If Nick Madrigal is what we're worried about, dude, this team is in huge trouble.
People on social media.
And that's
media,
nothing against Nick Madrigal. I'm just saying, like, if that's what you think is going to, if you think Nick Madrigal is going to make or break this team.
People on social media are legitimately arguing over Madrigal and Mastroboni, and they're both literally the same dude, man.
It's what bad teams do. Yeah. It's what bad teams do. We start fighting.
It's like
we start turning on ourselves.
It's like us arguing.
Animals. We're eating each other over Madrigal, Mastroboni, and whoever else you want to have in that situation.
It's like last year when
Mancini.
Yeah, it's like last year when you're arguing about, like, Ortega and Hermosillo or whatever, you know?
It's no different than when Cap used to sit next to me and be like, you gotta play LaHare. Like, okay, you're right. We gotta play LaHare. Oh,
listen, Madrigal, perhaps you finally get the...
Clint Frazier, yes.
Perhaps you finally get the value that Nick Madrigal brings if they do call him up and he plays every day at third. Perhaps. But we haven't seen it, and I'm not going to buy myself into it because he hasn't done it. He wasn't playing every single day before Horner got hurt, but when Horner got hurt, he started playing every single day, and nothing was happening. So, and he's healthy now. I don't know.
Robbie says, hashtag bring back Ortega. And Barb says, Kaplan could use some LaHare. Oh, Barb. Too
you
easy.
You should send that one to
Yeah, Kat. I'm going to send him that one. Hey, guys, Pins and Aces, the official golf apparel partner of All City and CHGO. We love our Pins and Aces gear. Get tons of compliments on and off the golf course. It's a family-owned golf and apparel business. They make amazing polos, hats, golf bags, even our favorite beer sleeve, an innovative product that allows you to store not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, seven beers right inside your golf bag. Keeps them cold the entire round. Check out pinsandaces.com. Use the code CHGO to get 15% off your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com. Shady Rays, I brought mine in today. Sitting in traffic. Looking ahead, I could see all the traffic moves like I was five steps ahead, everybody.
We've been coming in so late because of these late games that, like, I didn't need my Shady Rays on the way to the office tonight. Though I did kind of see just, like, because I take Lakeshore Drive to come down to the loop area.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the scene of the sun on to the west shining on the lake is, it hits.
It hits?
It hits.
Shady Rays never understood why sunglasses were so expensive, so they set out to change it. You don't have to break the bank for quality sunglasses this season because our friends at Shady Rays have you covered. Shady Rays premium polarized shades featuring world-class optical clarity, substantial durability, and styles catered to everyone and every lifestyle. The best part? They have the most insane protection program in all of eyewear. Lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your Shady Rays on day one, they told us they'll send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. Drop them off in a lake, off a cliff, anything, they'll replace them. Even with that type of protection program, they still manage to make quality that I can tell you, holding in my hand today, just as good as any expensive pair I've ever worn. Shady Rays customers seem to agree. 200,000 five-star reviews. They provide 10 meals to fight hunger in America with every order placed and have donated over 20 million meals to date. They stand behind their product. Told our team if anybody has a problem, they throw profit out the window. Do what it takes to get it right. Free returns, free exchanges. You either love your Shady Rays or they'll ship them back. That's it. Exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays running their deepest deal of the season. Use the code CHGO for 50% off two or more pairs at ShadyRays.com. BOGO, buy one, get one free. You can get two pairs for as low as $54. Redeem only at ShadyRays.com where you can find all their newest and best shades.
Joel says we need Tony Campana in center. Is he still in Iowa? My guy Tony Campana lives
That's your guy.
That's my guy. He currently lives in Tennessee. I think in Knoxville. So no, he's not in Iowa.
Robbie wants Ortega back. Get Ortega back. Hermosillo on a team this year?
He signed with the Yankees. He still might be there.
I thought Ortega was with the Yankees.
I thought Hermosillo went there too.
Hermosillo's with the Yankees.
But Ortega did go to the Yankees though, but then I think they released him eventually. So I know we were kind of talking about third base a little bit, and like a lot of people on social media are, is Wisdom playing bad enough to where they should just DFA him?
My problem with that is he's the only guy in the team with power other than Morel.
Yeah. Or but at least that's shown power this year.
I also said in pregame that they are getting to the point, in my eyes, that it has to be, that the focus has to be on the prospects. Mm-hmm. Because if your free agents, if certain free agents have failed you at this point, and they all, not all of them have, obviously, you've got to forget that mistake. You know, we see a lot in the chat of this is Jed's fault. I'm not going to argue with you about it. Like, yeah. Some of this has to be on Jed. The bullpen that they thought they had figured out a way to just crank out every year, not working this year. Mm-hmm. Some of the free agent guys haven't worked out this year. So, yeah. Listen, you're 10 games under 500 in a bad division. Yeah. Sooner or later, Mervis and Morel need to play. So I don't know if you need to DFA Patrick Wisdom. It's hard to DFA a guy that hit like 12 home runs in the first month of the season.
In a month, yeah.
But I think you need to decrease his playing time.
The thing that – this is, remember how I said in the offseason about Patrick Wisdom and how – he's not a guy that I feel comfortable playing every single game or every single day, but putting him in the right role, you could possibly see some sort of success. I felt like that's what you got out of him in April. Of course, he had the hot streak, but I felt like even before the hot streak, he was giving you good at-bats, and there wasn't pressure on him to – drive runs in all the time.
Looked like he wasn't swinging for the home run. It looked like he'd shortened his swing a little bit.
Right. And so I don't know what happened to that. And I asked for him to strike out 30% of the time. Last year he struck out around 33, 34%. I was asking him to just tick it down to 30%. And he did that in April. He wasn't striking out 30% of the time. And I knew that eventually it probably would get to 30.
Mm-hmm.
But not only has it gotten to 30, but he's striking out over 40% of the time now. And that's a lot of what we saw in 2021. And so all offseason I said, yeah, I know like the defense at third wasn't as great this season, but the strikeout rate actually did come down in 2022 comparably to 2021, but now we're back to what his strikeout rate in 2021. We're seeing it in 2023, at least since, May 1st. And so I don't know, man. He is as boom or bust as any player in baseball, and he doesn't walk enough to where he's even bringing you the value of like Adam Dunn did back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But like, oh man,
he's not killing your payroll.
No, but like,
I know.
Like, what does it matter?
Shouldn't matter to this franchise.
You just can't play a guy who is striking out almost 45% of his plate appearances over a huge sample size.
In the worst way, I want him to figure it out. And, he may not be the 12 home run guy, but I don't want him to be this guy either.
Yeah.
He seems like too nice of a guy to want that to happen to him.
Yeah.
So I just want to see it get back to the middle ground, and that player would be helpful to this team.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. But a lot of the struggling guys can say that. It's just, I know, Wisdom has the highest K rate in baseball, Craig says.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming in today, 37.6%.
So 37, what'd you say, Steven?
Coming into today, it was 37.6% of his plate appearances. 37.6,
okay. And like I said, over 40% since May 1st. So
right. Yeah, because that. April was great.
Yeah.
But since April,
yeah, you can say we that
jinxed
for a
him
lot
with our
guys.
Interview.
Yeah. Ever since talked you guys went and sat in the dugout and talked to him, he's been struggling.
Yeah, that was the end of that.
You guys like to give me crap for jinxing shit all the time.
Never Jesus. Let Ryan back in the dugout. Mm-mm. So, I mean, we talk about Wisdom, but like Cody Bellinger in Arizona now to get some live at-bats, and then he's going to go out on his rehab assignment. So if everything goes well, eventually that will lead to a roster move. I don't want – we've said this the last couple nights – every night I see Talkman, I say, I don't want him to go anywhere.
Yeah, he's playing well. He's giving you good at-bats. I think he walked tonight, too. Like,
I know he's not 22. Yeah. Guy's a good fourth outfielder.
Yep. He's better than any other fourth outfielder that they brought up tonight.
And like you said, he should have been the guy in the beginning of the season.
Except for maybe Velasquez. But as far as defense goes, Talkman's definitely better defensively. I do think Velasquez should be on this roster, but I don't know how they play him unless they're going to DH him.
Well, you already have Rios with the potentially fake injury. I didn't say it. You did.
I definitely said it. The people in the chat said it. It's definitely the Phantom. The Phantom IL, yeah.
There are, you know, Madrigal's been sent down. Hosmer's been sent out. Right. Who else do you...
Okay, so Madrigal's going to be back. I feel like Madrigal's going to be back before Bellinger, so I would assume that Madrigal will come up and Mastroboni will go down. So then that
That's one move that has to happen.
And so then Bellinger, once he's ready to come back...
Probably,
I'm not sure.
It's probably going to be Amaya.
Yeah. Don't say that.
Well, I don't want that to happen, but I think they'll just be like, you know, we just wanted to get him back up here. We needed him for a while, but he's got to go back. He's got things to work on. I think that's what they'll say.
I guess.
I think that's what will happen.
I think it will depend on what the Cubs' record is by then.
I think he's played so well that, like, I feel like – him getting those at bats here makes sense. And they're not going to DFA Barnhart, but they could Phantom IL Barnhart too, I guess. I don't know, man. I really don't know. Yeah, it's a good question. Maybe they send a reliever back. Maybe Estrada. Or no, did Estrada go back to Iowa? Yeah, Estrada went back to Iowa.
He did?
I believe so. Maybe.
I don't think so. Didn't he pitch last night, right?
Did he? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he did pitch last night. I'm sorry.
And I was like, he needs a secondary.
Maybe Estrada would probably be the guy.
God, they're all blending together now. Yeah. The bad is blending together into a blob of bad the last month.
Yeah. I don't know.
Cody, tell me about ComEd. Yeah. Pick me up.
I need it. Its energy efficiency program is so good. I need it. You need it. Because it's committed to helping families and businesses and the communities they serve, helping manage energy usage and lower energy bills now and into the future.
That's right, Cody. ComEd offers a wide variety of incentives on lighting and other efficiency upgrades to commercial, industrial, and public sector customers of all sizes across the territory. ComEd also offers free facility assessments that can help find energy-saving opportunities, like for HVAC systems, commercial kitchen equipment, or industrial processes.
Ooh, how does it work, Luke?
I'm so pleased that you asked, Cody. An authorized engineer will work with you to develop a detailed assessment plan specific to your goals and needs. They can be done in person or virtually and last about 2 hours. Within 3 to 4 weeks, customers receive a report detailing energy efficiency projects they can start working on right away. Each recommendation will include estimated energy savings, cost savings, project cost, potential incentives, and simple payback. If you own a business, don't wait. Get started saving money and energy today. For energy saving tips, lighting incentives, or to schedule your free facility assessment, go to ComEd.com/poweringbiz.
Luke, did you say ComEd.com/poweringbiz?
That's it, Cody. Schedule it today.
And while you do that, you can, log on to DraftKings Sportsbook right after because you got bets to place. I placed a bet tonight that lost the very first batter of the game. I had Nico Hoerner under a half a strikeout, and he struck out in the first batter of the game.
A minute and 30 seconds into the game, you'd lost your bet.
I'd never felt so deflated by one bet just losing in a matter of minutes as the game started. That one hurt. Anyway, hit it out of the park this baseball season with DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers place a $5 bet and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can take a shot at a bigger payout with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up with code CHGO. New customers can bet just $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code CHGO only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus in eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after it's insured. Opt-in and 10-plus leg requirement for 100% boost. Eligibility wagering and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/baseball. Terms. Whew.
Man, bingo.
Someone needs to just read that over a recording and so we can just play that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Rhonda wants to know how David Bodie's doing in AAA.
Doing pretty good. When me and Ryan talked to Tommy Birch when we were out there, he's just collecting $4 million out in Des Moines, Iowa. Good for him, honestly. But, yeah. Honestly, like, with how bad things are, like, I wouldn't even mind if they called him up. Just to... You know, maybe, I don't know. I have no answers anymore, guys. But
Bodie's hitting .242 with 4 home runs, says Zof Anonymous.
Well, Tommy Birch, you lied to me. Just kidding.
Well, he might have been playing well at that stretch.
He might have been playing well in that stretch. You're right, yeah.
They go to San Francisco, which has always been a house of horrors for the Cubs.
Yeah, I'm ready to be hurt 3 times this weekend. But we're at 4 straight losses.
Yeah.
So we could come in here Monday with riding a 7-game losing streak. Oh, God, stuck.
I mean, I was looking at, they're only a half game ahead of the Cardinals again, and they're barely ahead of the Rockies, the lowly Rockies. I just can't believe that it's unraveled as quickly as it has and as ferociously as it has. Like, it hasn't been... They haven't eased into the bad this season. It's just gathered speed and turned into a freight train. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we talked, like, a lot of the problems that we've talked about, like, we talked about them in the offseason as, like, them being potential issues, but I just didn't think it'd be, I didn't think those issues would hurt this team so much to where they're out of it in early June? You know what I mean?
I mean,
I don't know.
Yeah, if they get swept, you're 100% right, Javi Baez, El Mago. I don't think that's really Javi. They could be 13 games under .500 on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish that was Javi Baez. At least we'd have some excitement that Javi Baez was watching.
Javi's in
our
the
show.
Chat. Well, how about that? Oh, and how about it was so bad tonight that on the marquee broadcast, they gave their play of the game.
Oh.
Their toast of the game was to Seiya Suzuki recruiting.
For talking to Shohei Ohtani.
I was like, the disrespect to Drew Smiley, bro. He had a quality start.
Quality start. We give it to
to Seiya for recruiting Shohei.
We're going like this. Reel him in. Reel him in.
God,
this team. That said, I did like seeing that.
Yeah, that was probably, that honestly, might have been the highlight of the night.
They might not be wrong.
Yeah.
We did have a bunch of who you got picks that were
not great.
Not the best. I went Dansby. I think he went 0-for with a walk. Mm-hmm. You took Patrick Wisdom.
I took the guys playing the worst, and Brendan, I tried to manifest something.
Didn't. Corey at Hap, that didn't go well.
And Ryan went
home. Ryan wins one tonight.
He had a hit, and he
although I did question, he jumped in the slack right away. The good news is I'm off my slump in who you got. But when he selected his who you got selection, he said he was going for Miggy, and I believe there is only one Miggy in Cubs history, and that is Miguel Montero.
Yeah.
So I gave him Montero.
But then he was like, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, Luke.
Can't steal my line. Cody wins. Wisdom had three strong Ks.
I tried to manifest, man. I tried. Can't wait to take.
It's a mile. He scored the only run and he had a hit.
Yeah. I look forward to taking someone else that gives me heartburn tomorrow. BGDNLSD says Cody for Cubs GM. Oh boy. First order of business, we're signing Ohtani. I don't care.
Half the people hate us, the other half want us as the GM.
Yeah.
That's life right now.
Yep. How's it feel to be loved and hated, Luke?
I don't know. I've dealt with it my entire life. I see the one guy gave us the thumbs down again.
Yeah, thumbs down's back. Only 29 likes. We had like 100 people watching, man. Can y'all hit the like
button? We have 124 people still hanging with us. Hit the like button, please. Listen, this is your therapy session. Ask us a question. You're good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it, if you got a question, ask it. Yeah. Or a comment. This is your time.
Randall says, Tankathon says we have a 7.5% chance at the number one pick. Let's keep tanking. Ugh, do not. I can't. I honestly wish I didn't read the comment because now I have heartburn after reading it.
By the way, how about that? Sean saying maybe Dalvin Cook could play third base. I was kind of surprised at that.
What?
I wonder where he's going to end up.
Released?
He's not washed up. Dalvin Cook is not washed up. Don't get me wrong. I don't think the Bears could afford him, but I wouldn't mind him in the Bears' backfield.
A lot of people are saying Miami for him. If you went to school at Florida State, there's some ties there.
Craig asks, do we see PCA by the end of the season? I think we could see PCA by the end of the season. Like a
cup
like
of
a September,
coffee at the end of the season.
Yeah, September call-up. If he keeps playing the way he is, I could see it. I just like anyone who's been trying to get him to come up now, like, they weren't going to do that.
Let's see.
Probably the smart idea.
Who's saying something about three players? Fernando says, hit the like button, people. Sean says, okay, guys, pick three guys you would send down
to start
the San Francisco
series.
And three guys you would bring up. That's a...
three guys I would send down? All right. Okay. Fine. Bring up Madrigal. Bring up Jonathan Perlaza because he's mashing.
No. Gary is not here, but Slaughter's got to be up.
Okay, and Slaughter. We can bring
he
up those three. If we can't do Perlaza, then Velasquez. But at least Perlaza, I don't know.
Send Estrada
back
down.
I honestly don't know anything about Perlaza's defense, but I do know he's mashing.
Sending Estrada back down.
We're sending Estrada, Mastroboni.
Mastroboni for sure.
And
one more move.
Putting Tucker Barnhart on the IL
with a hammy.
Yeah, with a hammy.
Felt something. Felt a little something there.
There you go.
I don't know if that. Yeah, the third one stuff. Three guys. First of all, they're not going to do three guys.
Now we're getting real off the rails. David asks, how many pickleball courts can you fit into Wrigley?
Becky wants Ben Brown.
Oh, yeah, Ben Brown. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah. Starting pitching just hasn't been the problem.
I think that...
I'm not saying it's been, like, spectacular, but it hasn't been the problem for pushing them to 10 games under 500.
I think he's worth bringing up to use out of the bullpen, though. You know, and I think... I don't know if
yeah,
I said
but
this.
You know what? He's going to get that opportunity later in the season when Merriweather and...
Fulmer
and Box, and anybody that's an older play,
yeah.
If they can get anything for any of those guys, they will all be traded.
Yeah. Well,
so
I said this, I don't know if I said this on air or if I said this to you on the couch, but it hurts that Steele is on the IL right now because they could have been using Wesneski and perhaps some of these high leverage spots in the bullpen. But because Steele is hurt, they had to put Wesneski back in the rotation. And so that, like, that's why I said Ben Brown, because they could use him in the bullpen right now. And I know 10 games under, is it worth doing that now? I don't fucking know. But I think that he could be useful for that. And then when Steele comes back, then you can put both those two in the bullpen. And at least you got two young arms in there that are, you know, getting major league experience and, you know, trying to work on whatever they got to work on. And who knows, maybe, you know, maybe the bullpen gets better. You'd rather see Wesneski and Brown in the bullpen than Fulmer and Boxberger or Fulmer and...
Yes.
Whoever else is struggling,
yes.
You know, like that's kind of like what I was saying is that's what kind of sucks with the Steele injury right now. And like, I don't think they're going to be able to trade Hendricks unless he, you know, continues to just be serviceable, but I just don't think that they're going to get anything for him.
Now, Becky mentions Alzolay. That's the other player that gets a pass from me too.
Yeah.
I think Alzolay is been pretty good.
Solid, yeah. Yeah, you know, he's given up some runs out of the bullpen, obviously. Everyone does, but, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot to complain with him. So.
All right, I think we dragged this on long enough.
We made it 52 minutes.
Everybody had their therapy session.
What was your favorite part of the world? Therapy session?
Therapy session?
What was your favorite part?
Probably Barb talking about her edibles. Probably, yeah, that's probably it.
Mine Maybe was the friends down. We made along the way. Hopefully we made some new friends in the chat tonight.
New friends. The one thumbs down always gives me a chuckle.
My favorite part was the thumbs down. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for checking out the CHGO Cubs postgame show podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the app. Use the promo code CHGO when you sign up. Craig says it's ice cream time. You better believe it, baby.
That's what I'm doing on my way home.
W, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for watching.